That's Kygo and Ellie Goulding and First Time. It's Beat 102 and 103. Well, it's time for television tips. And yes, also time for my ranting about Fair City. Because...
Rant begins. You just love talking about Fair City because you want to rant about it.
Okay, she's out. She's out of the garage.
Is she?
She's
or
out.
Or is she?
She's got that Stockholm syndrome thing.
Stockholm, yeah. Feels like... Yeah, it's been on a while now. Actually, my thing about this is a taxi driver is keen. When is she ever going to get out? When is she... Like, you know it's been on a while. So, have you been tracking it
yes,
like, for a while?
Don't you know. Have you not realised this by now? We talk about this.
I know, actually. I've got Stockholm syndrome as well, the reverse of it. I keep forgetting every week what we talk about.
Yeah, tell me, have you any update? Because I'm over it now.
Yeah, well, Katie gets out. Okay. Is that it? Is that okay? Well, it's actually tonight's Fair City is the key one. It's at 8 o'clock on RT1. And Katie gets out, I think.
I don't know.
I think she does.
You
I can't
work
say.
In RTE. That's like me saying Katie gets
spoiler
out.
Spoiler alert. What's that? It's like you saying Katie gets out. Oh, inside track, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think she kind of might get out.
Okay. All right. Well, that is tonight at 8 p.m.
It's been coming a long time. Yeah.
There has been a week of No Fair City. There has been an hour-long special where nothing happened. It's just getting ridiculous now. But I have
you're
to gonna say...
You're going to miss it, all right. You're going to miss
I
it because
know.
You won't have nothing to rant about.
I said to myself, once Katie's out of that garage, I'm never watching Fair City again. And they've hooked me on other storylines now,
have
too.
They?
So they know what they're doing. Okay. That is Fair City tonight at 8 p.m. Thank you. Let's talk Twin Peaks. We have to. We talked
so
about
we've
it
gone
about a month
Katie
ago.
Slow burner yeah. over a year. This has been coming for the last 25 years.
Yes.
Literally 26. Did you know, actually, when the series, this is the original series back in 1991, which ended in 91, I didn't know this, actually, I just rewatched it recently, that in the very last episode, Dale Cooper, as played by Kyle MacLachlan.
Oh, yeah, they left with a bit of a twist.
Yeah, but Laura Palmer tells him in a sort of a otherworldly sort of a kind of visionary kind of appearance by Laura Palmer, she says, I'll see you again in 25 years.
Really?
And that was 1991. Now, obviously, they missed it by a year, right? But they're back.
Okay, and you know that when we left them, Kyle MacLachlan's character, we didn't know whether it was him or his alter
killer.
Ego.
Yeah,
so, who killed Laura Palmer.
Killer
so,
Bob.
It's kind of a twist.
And we know, you talk about me saying nothing to you about Fair City. We know nothing about this. Is David Lynch and his cast have kept totally tight-lipped. I mean, we know the basic stuff. For example, it's a similar cast on Monday night at 2 a.m., that's Tuesday morning, on Sky Atlantic. You can watch it on a more regular hour on Tuesday night at 9 p.m. on Sky Atlantic. But what we know is this, basically. It's set 25 years after the events of the first series. All the episodes will be directed by David Lynch. They're all written by Lynch and Frost, who wrote the first one. It's 18 hours of TV. Kyle MacLachlan's back. David Duchovny's in it, in a dress. Yeah, there you go. Maidkin Amick is it back. Sherilyn Finn is back. Lots of guest stars.
The Log Lady, who has since passed away,
is in it because they recorded actually her before she passed away. And you know, so who else passed away is Miguel Ferrer, who I met about 2 years ago. Actually, we spoke about Twin Peaks because it's very much part of his. He passed away as well.
And what was his role in it?
He plays the. If you remember the original series, he plays the. He plays the FBI forensic expert Albert Rosenfield.
Ah, okay.
In the original series, yeah. So he's back as well, even though you know they've obviously shot it over the last year.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to
the
this.
Thing is, you probably not remember this, all right, but I remember the original series being amazing, and then but it kind of dwindled to a bit of a close, and by the end of it in 1991. People were kind of turned off it, you know.
Mm.
And the funny thing was, in 1992, the movie Twin Peaks: Fire Walk With Me, which is kind of spin-off. Exactly. That was shown at the Cannes Film Festival in '92, and was booed from here to eternity.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah. By the audience, they do that a lot in Cannes. But and the funny thing is, like this week, who's going back to Cannes with the first two episodes of Twin Peaks?
Oh,
it's David Lynch.
Do you know, in my home bedroom in County Wexford, whenever I go in there, I see in my bookshelf a Laura Palmer diaries.
Oh,
I must take it down and read it.
I thought you were going to say something like a poster of Conor McLaughlin or something.
No.
Or David Duchovny in a dress or something.
No. So that is Twin Peaks. It's back. It starts on Sky Atlantic 2 a.m. on Tuesday morning, kind of Monday night, Tuesday morning, and then repeat it that night.
At 9 p.m.
Okay, good stuff. I'll do the 9 p.m. one, I think. Let's finish up with Paula. I've seen the promo for this. I had no idea what you were talking about during the week.
You thought I was talking with some girl I met somewhere.
Paula. Girl in the RT Guide. But no, I've since seen the promo for this. It looks great. A very recognisable face, this actress, but I can't work out where I've seen her before.
Denise Goff, who won the Olivia last year for Best Actress in the UK. Yeah, this is. I've seen the first episode, and I tell you, tune in, because you will not regret it. This is a three-part series written by Conor McPherson. The first thing is written for the BBC.
Great.
It's about a character called Paula, played by Denise Goff, the really good actress. She's from Clare. And it's about, basically, she's a teacher in a school, and it's, even though it's set in Dublin, they don't ever say Dublin. You just, like, you see police cars and stuff and everything, but anyway, it could be anywhere, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, she's having a relationship with this married man, which is basically coming to an end. And then there's something in the house. She lives in this old house, and there's something in the cellar, and then she finds this rat. So this guy, she gets this handyman or whatever to come around and try and get rid of the rats, right? And then she has a one-night stand with this chap. He's played by Tom Hughes, and that one-night stand kind of spirals into something very dark. It's a really interesting order, because I thought initially, like, this is a straightforward thriller, but it's much more. It's actually, there's supernatural elements in it.
Okay.
It's a police procedural. And it's just, at the end of one episode, I thought, this is, I can't wait to watch the second one, because I don't know exactly what's going on, but whatever's going on, it's utterly compelling.
Brilliant. And just three of them?
Three of them, yeah, exactly.
Okay. I haven't seen Denise Goff in anything before, but I have seen her sister, Kelly Goff. She was in Raw, and she was also in Broadchurch,
in this
season of Broadchurch.
Oh, very good.
There you go. Thank you, Google. So that is on Wednesday, and it's also on BBC Two.
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot of these kind of
it's a
partnerships.
Kind of, absolutely, RT BBC co-production, which is happening as well, as we mentioned last week, at Young Offenders. So it's actually RT are showing it first on Wednesday night, RT One at 9:35 p.m.
Okay.
And it's on the following night at 9 o'clock on BBC Two.
Great stuff.
Don't miss it,
sounds
because
really
you will.
Good.
It's going to be one of the shows that.
Yeah, that's definitely what I'm going to set the DVR for. Mm. So that is Katie, please out. And free tonight, 8 p.m. Fair City. Then we've Twin Peaks tomorrow, or Tuesday morning even. It's very hard to work out what it is. Tuesday morning, 2 a.m. and then Tuesday night, 9 p.m. on Sky Atlantic. And then Paula, RT1 Wednesday at 9:35. Donald, thanks a million.
Thanks, Carla.